In travel news, for January 31st, 2024, we talk about how the cruise industry is adapting to the escalating tensions in the Red Sea. The TSA is expanding their use of facial recognition technology in airports across the United States, and Las Vegas is setting record room rates for the upcoming Super Bowl. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like myself can do it. And now, today in travel. The realm of airport security is witnessing a significant technological shift in the United States. The Transportation Security Administration, in collaboration with the Department of Homeland Security, is spearheading the integration of facial recognition technology. This cutting-edge development aims to enhance the security process at airports across the country, offering an optional, efficient alternative for traveler identification. Facial recognition at airports involves the use of CAT-2 units, a sophisticated technology that compares live images of travelers with their photo IDs. Initially demonstrated in 2020, these units have been deployed at about 30 airports, with plans to expand it to over 400. It's essential for travelers to know that participation in facial recognition is not mandatory, at least not at this time. Those opting out can undergo the traditional ID check. The TSA assures that the technology focuses on one-to-one photo verification, where images are compared with government-issued IDs and then discarded, barring limited testing scenarios. Privacy safeguards are in place with data deletion protocols and restrictions on data sharing. However, privacy concerns persist amongst lawmakers and privacy advocates, leading to calls for stringent regulations and even proposals to ban the technology's use in airport security. While the TSA and experts see facial recognition as an inevitable evolution in airport security, the technology's full-scale implementation requires further refinement. The focus remains on addressing accuracy concerns, particularly regarding racial and gender discrepancies. Facial recognition technology at U.S. airports represents a significant step towards modernizing security processes. While it promises enhanced efficiency, it also brings challenges, particularly in privacy and data security. As this technology evolves, it will be crucial for travelers to stay informed and for regulatory bodies to ensure that privacy and security are not compromised. The balance between technological advancement and individual rights will define the future of airport security. The cruise industry is facing a significant challenge as escalating tensions in the Red Sea have led to substantial itinerary adjustments. Cruise giants such as Royal Caribbean, Carnival Corporation, and MSC Cruises are at the forefront, rerouting or canceling voyages to avoid potential risks associated with the Iran-backed Houthi militia activities in Yemen. Carnival Corporation has announced the rerouting of 12 ships across 7 of its brands starting in May, with no further Red Sea transits planned until November. This proactive decision underscores the company's commitment to passenger safety. While specific sailings impacted remain unspecified, brands such as Costa Cruises and Seabourn have already canceled or amended their itineraries. The rerouting of these voyages is expected to impact Carnival Corporation's earnings, with an estimated 7-8% share reduction in 2024, predominantly affecting the second quarter. However, the company reports an unexpected surge in booking volumes, indicating a robust market resilience. Wave season bookings have exceeded expectations, with the first half of 2024 nearly fully booked. This positive trend, coupled with aggressive debt reduction strategies, positions Carnival Corporation to potentially outperform its previous earnings forecast, despite the Red Sea challenges. The industry's response to the Red Sea situation reflects a broader trend in global travel, adaptability in the face of geopolitical shifts. Cruise lines are reworking itineraries to prioritize safety without compromising the travel experience. For instance, Princess Cruises has revised its world cruise itineraries to include alternative destinations such as Australia and Western Europe. Similarly, Silversea has rerouted voyages, focusing on ensuring seamless transitions for their passengers. The cruise industry's response to the Red Sea tensions highlights the sector's agility and customer-centric approach. Companies like Carnival Corporation are navigating these challenges by balancing safety concerns with maintaining a strong booking trajectory and financial health. This situation exemplifies the industry's capacity to adapt to changing political landscapes, ensuring that the cruising experience remains a desirable option for travelers worldwide. Las Vegas is gearing up for an unprecedented event as it hosts the Super Bowl for the first time. With hotel room rates hitting a historic high of $573 on average per night, the city is set to surpass the previous record held by Miami in 2020. The CEO and president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority anticipates this to be one of the largest events in Las Vegas's history, both in terms of attendance and economic impact. The influx of over 330,000 visitors for the Super Bowl is expected to book around 350,000 room nights, generating over $600 million in economic impact for Las Vegas. Hotels are forecasted to earn a remarkable $504 in revenue per available room, dwarfing the earnings from the recent Vegas Grand Prix event. Despite the enthusiasm for the Super Bowl, some local businesses remain cautious, recalling their experiences during the Formula One event. Property management agencies like Strip View Suites had to adapt quickly to fluctuating booking rates during Formula One, with nightly rates varying wildly. The upcoming Super Bowl, however, is anticipated to bring more consistent business. Organizing events like Formula One has proven to be a considerable challenge for Las Vegas. The event's logistics, including construction and road closures, significantly impacted local businesses and residents. Concerns have been raised about the city's capacity to manage such massive sporting events, particularly in light of the disruptions caused by these events. Las Vegas's role as the host city for the Super Bowl marks a significant milestone in its history, showcasing its capability to handle large-scale events. While the city anticipates substantial economic benefits, the experiences from past events, like Formula One, serve as a reminder of the need for careful planning and consideration of local impacts. As Las Vegas steps into the spotlight for the Super Bowl, it remains to be seen how the city will balance the excitement of hosting a major event with the practical challenges it entails. Today in Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everyone deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.